Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Jesse, get the kid out of here. Yeah, get the kid out of here. He should not be here for this.
You know, can you get him
out of here?
Exit because
get him out of here, Jesse.
I need a drink.
Thank you.
Right now. Hang on.
Oh, there we go. Jack Mandeville, come on in. After something like that, you got all dressed up today, Jack Mandeville. We are live from Jared Taylor's house.
Go ahead and fill me up with one of those.
In his brethren, getting ready.
With a karate chop, yeah.
Ow! That is the claw chopper is what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you call those? Take a sip of that,
Jack
Mandeville.
Did I give you COVID already?
Jack Mandeville, safety first. He's still worried about getting coronavirus. Jack, is that a measuring cup you're drinking out of?
Yes, it is, Ross.
Gotcha.
It's tradition.
What else is in that you just poured that White Claw in?
We got some Maker's Mark here. We got some ginger ale. We got some Strike Force Energy. And now we got some lemon White Claw.
Jack is a drinker when he comes to my house. I'll tell you that much right now.
Goddamn right.
You know
he
what?
Is.
Every time I noticed, though, you went with the small measuring cup today.
Yeah, I'm doing a two-cupper.
You're doing a two. Normally, he rolls the five cupper. No,
he does. Yeah.
Jack will roll out with full ice, about 7 Makers and Cokes in a fucking 5-cup. Like, that's how Jack measures his shots, by cup.
The ultimate dirt bag.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say you know that you want to get to level 34 in life.
Sure.
And level 34 to you is 7 Jack and Cokes.
Yeah.
Just put them all in one fucking glass and drink it.
I used to do that all the time.
You
a fish
do it all
face.
The time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Or a France Press.
People
or,
used to make fun of you all the time, but you knew exactly how much it took you to get to wherever you wanted to be, and you drank it all right then.
I need to bring the France Press back.
We need to sell the France Press.
Yeah, yeah. So we did.
We
it was out of a country that
it was questionable.
Well, they started a disease that maybe killed, I don't know, maybe 1 million people.
Don't worry about that.
China.
No,
China.
Don't worry about that. Here's what we need to worry about. It's Eric Totell's birthday today.
Is it really? Happy birthday, Eric Totell.
I love that bald son of a gun.
Yeah. It's his fucking birthday.
Happy birthday, Eric Totell.
Eric Totell. I've never seen the guy smile like I've been seeing him smile lately. He got himself a quality drinking bro at.
Post-divorce.
Nikki, right?
Post-divorce.
Is her name Nikki?
Yeah.
All right, Nikki?
He's divorced.
No. No. This is the post-divorce relationship.
Here's the thing, kids. Wait, let me throw a shot of honesty out to everybody. He was on the cruise with his wife of 20 plus years. They are no longer. And who said that is the happiest I've ever seen him?
No, I meant now, not on the cruise.
I know. No shit. With what? the new young
hey,
girlfriend.
Hey, come on. They're happy. Oh, let's give it to them.
Jared's got a new young
Look,
girlfriend,
too. Look,
he's
a police officer.
There she is. Is she allowed to come on camera? Under 17, do they have to sign a release? I'm totally kidding.
Jesus Christ.
I'm totally
what
kidding.
What are you trying to cuties me?
No, she's great, but it is your ultimate babysitter fantasy that you've always talked about in the flesh. This is the happiest I've ever seen you, by the way.
Hey, you know what?
The only thing that could be better. The only thing that could be better is if somehow they were causally related, like step brother and sister.
Yeah.
And a tornado came through.
Yes.
Because if a tornado comes through, it's on.
So, in case you don't know, by the way, she's off camera and it's fine for right now. Jared's favorite porn was brother fuck scared sister during a tornado.
She knows that. I told her that.
Yeah.
But Jared doesn't watch. He doesn't watch porn for the quality of the porn. He watches it for the quality of the entertainment.
Yes.
The entertainment is the point.
The backstory.
Story is everything.
You know,
it is.
So another one of mine and Jack's favorite is what's her name? Gina.
Katie gets her fat ass stuck in Playhouse.
Same girl by the way.
By eating too much Halloween candy.
Same girl by the way.
Yes. Big fan of those.
And here's why I know it's the same girl, because he fucking texted me the links to both.
Yes. Yeah.
All the time. It's like a link from Jared, a mysterious link to a website you've never seen before. And you're like,
which is why you didn't open 50, my 50? Music video.
No,
when
I didn't
I
open
it to you.
Is it 50-50?
Did you just send me a gangbang? I'm like, no, I sent you a music video, goddamn.
I thought for sure you sent me an African American gangbang. But here's the thing, with brother fuck scared sister during tornado, you found that with about 4,000 views.
Yes.
If you go to that on Pornhub,
close to 2 million.
Close to 2 million, and it is all drinking bros who are like, I'm here because of Jared Taylor.
Oh, the comments are fucking phenomenal.
You made Cock Amazing. Ninja's career.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And he loves
it. Cock Ninja Studios, man.
Cock Ninja.
They're a studio.
Cock Ninja.
And who's
is
the
huge,
woman?
Dude.
Who's the woman?
I don't know.
Very talented actress.
She, it's her and her fucking. Well, there's Love. Whatever. Her,
yeah.
What's
whatever
her name?
The love. I don't know. I never then, dug that deep.
But there's. Then
I know
there's,
it.
No, there's.
You do. It?
What's her name?
Fire away.
Winky Pussy.
What? What? Winky? Yeah. Like it?
How do you know that?
Oh, I've watched the video.
Oh, yeah. Her name is
Winky
Pussy?
I remember the first time I saw it. It was 2014. No, it was the first time I met you guys. 2014. You were showing it in the back of a van to me.
Well, yeah, but there's also Brother Fuck Scared Sister during Tsunami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
By the way, if somebody invites you to the back of their van and it looked like this and they offer to share porn with you, don't go
Why
there.
Why not?
Do not go
it
there.
Did. No. Look at Jack's career right now. It's soaring.
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 Jack is so
he
worried about his career.
Is that correlation video? Or yes. causation?
Jack
though,
is so worried about his career that he's wearing a mask still. Like, because he does not want to
no
get coronavirus.
Shirt. But
he has important things to do this fall.
What are those things, Jack, for the audience? What
I show up to Jared's house once a week.
No, Jack's done a lot of really cool shit. Like, he wrote an entire 22-minute episode of our Cheers version of Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no shit.
I don't want to give it too much away, but I had some good 22 jokes in there.
Yeah. You guys,
you're the other than audience, Taylor Swift, I'm thinking about you, but I'm feeling 22.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22 right now.
And Jack is always just...
He's hyper-focused on that stuff.
Like a millimeter away from suicide.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Who
and it's not from the war. It's just genetics.
Yeah.
I'm depressed all the time. Yeah.
But which one of the stand-up comedians told that story? Like, I'm right on the line between like kind of happy and kind of suicidal, where the comedy's really good.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah,
where real yeah. comedy lives. It's right there.
Listen, it really is. No, if, right if you're there. Looking, by the way, if you're watching the show live on YouTube, this is where comedy lives, right in the middle of
no,
Jack right
no,
now.
No,
it's in between.
No
the chest.
Happy musician ever wrote a good song.
It's true.
No.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks.
No sober musician ever wrote a good song.
Bill,
no.
Bill Hicks,
no sober comic is fucking funny.
After Nancy Reagan came out with the War on Drugs bullshit, Bill Hicks, the comedian who, by the way, inspired everything Dennis Leary ever did. So if you like Dennis Leary, you
he
should
was the ultimate pessimist.
Yeah, you should go fucking suck. Bill Hicks' dick.
Yeah.
So here's the story he told.
Okay,
I mean, it was so. Oh my god.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
It's the best.
What do you got? Are you telling it or is that it?
No.
I was going to say one of my favorites died way too young. He invented his own style.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Hedberg.
He's the best.
Dude.
Yeah. There's never been anybody else like him.
Fucking joke.
Nobody's ever stood on stage and read one-liners off a piece of fucking paper.
Dude, he would do that on heroin.
Him and Andy Kaufman were in a league of their
ahead of their time. They created a genre. Mitch Hedberg, my favorite joke of his, has always been, an escalator is never out of order. It's only stairs. Temporarily stairs.
Sorry for your convenience.
Yeah. I used to do drugs.
I still do, but I used to too.
But I used to too.
Yeah. what Bill Hicks said is like, if you're so anti-drug, go into your record collection and throw all that shit away.
Yeah.
Everybody that wrote every single one of those songs... Real fucking high on drugs.
Anybody that has always been counter mushrooms to me, I said, well, then, did you like The Matrix?
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. Well, you don't get The Matrix unless you do mushrooms.
Listen.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about The Matrix.
Here's a fun fact about fucking Jared Taylor. 2011 in the spring, he fucking called me on the phone. I'm like, oh, Jared's calling. What's up? He answered. He's on mushrooms. Yeah. He's like, oh, dude, I'm doing mushrooms for the first time. I get it.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
He said, I get it.
I get it.
I've been talking to him about it for years. You know my story. I did shit way back.
Oh, yeah. But the Matrix itself, if you want to know how crazy The Matrix was.
It's the best.
Both male directors are now females in real life.
Wow.
Yes. Both switched to women.
They?
Yes. And both
how
switched
both
to ladies.
How are both of you like, hey, man. We both want
what
to
is,
be
chill. What's the statistical probability? Like, look,
that
there is,
that's
is,
what I was wondering.
There is
yes.
gender dysmorphia.
They
that's a real
need,
thing.
They
right?
need a gold medal.
Gender dysmorphia is a real thing. But
so both are
the statistical
now women.
Probability of two brothers
yeah.
both having it.
Well, yeah. So no, the Wachowski brothers are both now the Wachowski sisters.
It kind of makes a little sense. My old neighbor. If they were twins.
Maybe.
And it was a cell splitting, then yeah, that kind of proves the theory that. That proves...
You mean not fraternal. You mean
identical was a single
twins.
Cell that split.
Mitosis, yeah.
That
yeah.
proves
yeah, yeah.
the fucking science of it.
It could
that,
be.
Hey, these were the same thing
well,
at one point.
Yeah,
they split.
There's something about quantum entanglement, right? So two fucking atoms that ever touch each other can then communicate across any distance faster than the speed of light instantaneously.
With no delay.
Instantaneously, yes, yeah. Instantaneously. And we talked to the head of fucking, what's his name? I can't remember his
NASA.
Name.
NASA.
He's like one of the head guys at NASA.
Yeah.
NASA?
Mr. Jonathan.
NASA.
It's pronounced NASA. Anyways. NASA. That's a NASA. Fucking.
I mean, you guys haven't had your own Danish girl moments at times or?
What?
Yeah.
Danish girl?
I thought it was Amelie for like a good month.
What is
after
a
that
Danish
movie
girl
came out.
Moment?
It's just, you think you're a fun little flirty lady, you know, from another place.
I'm a fun little flirty lady right now because I like that person.
Look.
What? I'm a fun little flirty lady.
You
Ross.
Really are.
I am.
You really
I'm
are.
I'm a flirt.
Happiest I've ever seen you, by the way.
Happiest. I have no complaints.
Honestly, it is.
How old is your young lady?
About to be 24.
Congratulations.
But look.
She's a college graduate.
Are you? What
yes.
college?
Super smart girl. Yeah.
American University.
Oh.
It's a good school.
Yes, it is. It's not the yeah. online one, right?
No.
Okay.
That's a
you
good
did
school.
It in yeah. person?
Yes.
Here we go. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
By
Jared.
The way,
it's the happiest you've ever been.
Just from a mathematics standpoint,
it's fun.
There's something called the secretary problem, right? And it's a math thought experiment. I'm going to go through this because it's relevant to our conversation.
Okay, sure. Let's hear it.
So the secretary problem is you have 100 people to interview for secretary,
yeah.
and you have to on site pick the right one. Like you don't get to see a person the second time. And if they leave,
Jax, close that door.
And if they leave nope, the nope. office, you can't pick them at that point. Got it? So how many people do you have to pick before you have the best statistical chance?
Yeah. Grab the other people. Kevin, come on in.
No, tell them to come in.
Yeah.
After we're done with this thought.
Yeah, well,
just wait.
After this thought. Go
just
ahead.
Wait.
Yeah.
After the thought.
So you have the best statistical chance out of 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
If the 37th person is better than the 36th, then you should pick the 37th because the statistical chance of you picking somebody better after that is unlikely. Right?
Yeah.
So apply that to your age. So you're an affluent male in America. You're going to live somewhere between 85 and 88 years. Sometime around your 35th to 37th birthday, you should pick your mate for life. That's math. It's just math.
Is that how old you are?
He's
I'm
36.
35.
No
well,
shit.
Well, you'll be 36
in
March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're meeting at the same time Winston Churchill met his wife.
Look at that. Because when I think of Jared Taylor, I think of Winston Churchill. Okay. That's the first it's thought just I math. Have when I think of Jared. I'm it's like, honest. Jared, look, and then there's Winston Churchill.
Freaking the lion of the desert right there.
I'm just saying, yeah. we're turning a new leaf in our world because he's yeah. got one too.
I know, yeah. I know.
That he's keeping.
All you guys are grown up. How about you, Jack? You got a lady?
Actually, I went to Seattle recently for a nice
yes,
young
lady. Alki Beach. Yeah. She's got it. He's got it.
Alki Beach. Oh, that's right. You told
she's
me about
a looker,
that.
Too.
Is she really?
Show
looker.
Me a picture.
Is she really?
Oh, right. We'll do this later. We'll do
no.
this later. I'm
no,
sorry.
You don't have a picture.
And
you
she's, got a picture. A, she's got a strong name as well, Dan.
Yeah.
Strong name.
Like a last name or first name?
First name. You,
what's her
you
first
and
name?
Jack have the same taste.
What's
oh,
her first name?
Good.
Oh, the same
that's
name.
A good first name.
Oh, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
No.
Because she may not
know.
Like me tomorrow.
I already
Jack,
know. It's fine.
It's fine. The episode's going to air tomorrow. We're
that's
good.
A good.
It's
fine.
That's a good. That's
we're
a good,
live from Jared Taylor's house. Saxon this is the Drinking Bros versus Drinking Broettes rib off. It is Jared versus Jesse Wiseman. Grab the contestant and bring
it's,
her in
it's
here.
Been
and there's a bunch of people
it's
here.
It's been a good day.
Yes,
like, I've had this day. For over a year and have not had all my closest friends here at once.
Not at the same time.
So
yeah.
it's like everyone's yeah. The, Shit, the even, girls, the girls will be here.
The girls are here.
Girls at your house, by the
way. Even Xander's
here. Yeah, Jax and the girls
here.
Will play. Yeah. Like, yes. We're going to pull it up, and then we're going to sit under the new lights out on the patio. I'm excited.
The ribs have been cooking for close to 3 hours. How much longer
like
do they have?
5 hours.
Come on in.
5.5 hours.
There it is.
There's also all the guitars on the wall.
Yeah.
That's what? From Jeff Diamond right there.
One yeah. of those.
Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Breaking yeah. Benjamin.
Breaking
Jason
Benjamin.
Yes.
Jason from
yes.
last week.
Everybody yeah, Jason
him.
Got me
even
that.
Even right here, him. I'm too close to Jared. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
The body.
If,
it,
honestly,
body is
if,
too close
if,
to my
if
body.
If there was a website, shutthefuckup.com,
oh,
I would send it to
brilliant.
Her every day.
Brilliant.
Like every
can we
day.
Fight? Let's
you're
stick to the facts.
Fucking...
Stick to the facts.
Fine.
So you went with pork ribs.
I went with pork
no,
and
he
beef.
Went with
no,
meat.
You went
both.
With pork and beef.
I did
and you went
both.
With straight up pork.
Straight up pork.
I didn't know.
Pork
I don't know
loin,
what she was
pulling.
Okay, just
no.
shut
he
the shut the fuck up for a minute.
Okay,
so what did
you.
You what did you put on your shit?
Come
on.
I have a secret. I have a secret.
I don't
want to
hear
additive.
Your secrets. Tell
yeah.
me what the fuck it is.
I, you know what?
Whiskey. Then what?
It is barrel aged whiskey yep. and then a special spice that Street Bike Tommy invented.
And it tastes
that
like
comes in a sack.
It does not come in a bag with a brand name on it.
No,
that's
in a it's in a homemade sack.
So you either have to trust the person that gave it to you or not care about your
well,
safety.
Well, Street Bike Tommy
yeah.
does live
yeah.
with me. And
not
he's
anymore.
The only one around us that has owned a barbecue restaurant.
He's
it's
a great cook. He's a great cook.
His, I'm going to tell you, his spice tastes like Lay's barbecue potato chips. Exactly. It's not. It's indistinguishable from that flavor. I'm
Jesse,
you.
Now you went with Grill Your Ass Off, correct?
Yep.
I did.
Yeah. Well, several flavors,
Jason
right?
Murph
well,
is here.
I mean, she's
yes,
got sponsors
a,
she has to appease to, apparently. I don't.
Oh, he's
no.
already making
that's
excuses.
That's not true. And also, I let friend you fucking talk. Can I fucking talk? So
get your body away from my body.
Get your body. Your body,
body
needs
body.
To be on the other side of even that wall right there. But
listen,
I
my
mix 5 together.
Foot, 90 pound girlfriend will kick the shit out of you.
She wouldn't because
she's
she
115,
likes me.
She told me.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah. Honestly, she'd probably give you a compliment.
It's numbers all
she,
always.
She's remember. Probably sending you a Christmas card.
What did you
she
put
likes
on,
me.
What did you put
she
on your
She likes
ribs?
Me.
She's so nice, it's annoying. Honestly. Like I was
It is.
I gotta be honest.
I look
was,
at her and I go, I'm a fucking piece of shit. Right?
Yeah.
Do you guys all
you are,
like
yeah.
think
yeah.
that?
I was squirt.
Yeah. I'll like look around the room and I'm like, I'm good. I see her. Fuck.
We were all hanging out.
I'm a piece of shit.
We were hanging out near the
liking me.
We were hanging out near the Traegers. We were hanging out near the Traegers earlier and I was squirting lighter fluid on the back of her pants and ankles and shit. And then I was starting
on her?
I was striking Wait. Matches and throwing. I was like,
Wait.
I don't like this.
No.
But I did,
no.
then I caught myself. I'm like, oh, you can't burn a woman alive right now.
No.
What are you
no.
doing?
You can't.
You can't do that. Come
you can't
on.
Burn
you
a woman
can't.
Alive.
I'm not going to
anyway,
kill
so
yours.
I do
no.
a,
hang on, so what
a
you put
combination,
on your ribs?
Which actually, oh. once I told Jason from Grill Your Ass Off what I do, he was like, dude, you're my grill mate. Because we do the same thing.
Third party steak, validation right there.
There's
right?
a
yeah.
steak seasoning that's like just supposed to be used
lately?
For steak. But if you yeah. put a little bit of that with a pork
infidel rub,
infidel
yeah.
pork rub,
yeah.
it like gives it this.
It's
steak
a good combo for sure.
It's a good
yeah,
combo.
It is.
And
absolutely.
Then I kind of sprinkled a little bit of the habanero on top for a little bit of heat, but not so much that people are going to be like, oh, these are too spicy, because you never know, right? It's all subjective.
The good news is we don't know which is which. So they're being served to the judges like right off the grill and we don't know. So nobody knows, right?
Right.
Well, the judges are me, Jason, from Grill Your Ass Off.
Yeah.
Tiffany,
and Jack. Got added in Jack.
Mandeville. Yeah. I'm like, Jack is blackout drunk right now, so he has no idea.
He's been smoking cigarettes. Like
right?
A, like
so his palate, for his 30 palate is some years now. Yeah.
So he doesn't taste anything.
His palate is
the
trucker.
Everyday.
Yeah, it's a trucker.
Jack is a man from Minneapolis, right? Or thereabouts.
Yeah.
The surrounding area. And they refer to ketchup as spicy ketchup there.
Ketchup is spicy.
No,
so that's what. But it's that's not, the judge no, 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 that that's I what want. The,
I'm not saying I feel ketchup is spicy. They Minneapolis people think ketchup is spicy.
Ketchup, by the way, is tomato paste, salt, vinegar, and water. That's
and
it.
That's what you put that on spaghetti it. In yes. the microwave.
No,
yes, correct.
What?
No,
that's not spaghetti sauce.
Yep. No,
you didn't have that kind of spaghetti.
No, take actual tomatoes.
Anyways, that's the person.
Mix them with basil
that.
And oregano and fucking thyme.
Oh, stop your shit.
With the little onions and garlic in the bottom.
Stop your shit.
Anyways, me and Jared had a good idea for a sketch or in an ongoing long game situation where we're in competition with everything.
Everything.
Including like...
We're going to Vegas and we're getting a room with two queen beds. We're having a noise competition while we shout at each other.
Everything is in competition.
Sure.
Like,
you're going to have to get really loud, honey.
Yeah,
but
is that what you're talking about?
But we're actually yelling at each other.
Yeah,
during
we're not
it.
Even
so
like really into
you
it.
Can't
we're
even,
just like, oh, good job.
Oh, you look at
I can't
you,
hear her.
Shitty,
right?
I can't hear shit.
What if
with
she gets
everything? So like everything we do throughout the day, like normal life.
It's just
stuff.
A competition. Everything like rushing to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Like
everything.
It doesn't brushing our teeth.
Because
I'm brushing my better.
Oh,
I'm brushing my
better. Look at mine. Yeah.
It sounds like a nightmare.
What if you get pregnant again?
Like an absolute fucking
what,
nightmare.
I'm moving in to film this for 13 and a half weeks.
No,
it's a,
no,
it's a
no,
quick
no,
sketch.
No,
Ross
no.
just doesn't like the prospect of us like
oh,
filming
God.
For a long period
no,
of
we'll
time.
We'll build a shed
in
our back.
House.
No, we'll build a shed in your backyard and you can live in it like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Absolutely
he'll do that.
Not.
I think we definitely need the shed.
No, we're totally good on that.
The year of the donkey.
I mean, you are
new donkey.
We have never been on a show talked about this.
You're on a
new
list.
New donkey.
For
we
a
came up
donkey.
With this together, by the way.
I am on a waiting list for a
minute. We were going to.
Yeah, we were
going
to do that
Ross,
to
right?
you in Wilmington, and just buy you a donkey and put it in
and
your backyard.
They called
backyard.
Me. Matt and Jared both called me, and we're just like, "So, what do you think
that's
of this?"
True.
And I go, "New year, new donkey." I was like, "Let's do it
for it." Yeah, you would have shit your pants.
But
I would have been fine with it. The HOAs would not have been
no,
sweet about it.
If you walked into your kitchen in Wilmington and saw a donkey in your fenced-in yard, you would have been like, "What the fucking Christ is going on?"
I would have been amped about it. The HOAs not would have not.
The other thing you wanted to do was get like a shit ton of was it puppies?
He had 39 Pomeranians.
Pomeranians.
Oh, yes.
I didn't want to.
It was
give
another
him,
one that I was like.
I was like, dude, what if I found like 35 dogs?
He actually made a PDF where he named all 35.
I've got it right here.
There's several of them named after
it's
Danny 35. Sanchez.
There's two named after Danny Sanchez.
Danny one and Danny two.
There's Danny Sanchez one.
He actually has the name of these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a real thing.
It's a PDF.
This is 100% real thing.
Let me explain this, Ross. This is
show
it
to camera,
I made
by the way, because
this is dead
serious. This is real. It's been a thing for a while. Is that Evan's head on the back of your phone?
Yes, it is. So I made this specifically to get people not to talk to me on airplanes.
Yeah.
So when they try and like strike up a conversation, I would pull this up and go, I have 35 Pomeranians. Want to hear all their names?
Jared.
What? Is this not brilliant?
As much as I hate you, you are fucking brilliant sometimes.
For the audience.
The first three are named
amazing.
Kenny.
Wait, Jared, read off all 34 for the audience.
The first three
right.
are Kenny.
So
hang
on. The big thing is.
Silence, Kenny, everyone. Kenny. Silence. There
you
we
have
go.
Kenny, and Kenny. And I open with that and I go, sure. Hey, two of the Kennys are pieces of shit. I only like one of the Kennys. And you have Casey, the Green Power Ranger, Kathy, yep. Catherine, Cassie, Miff, my favorite,
yep.
Mitten, Skittles, Koozie, Albert, Ron, Peanut Butter, Crumbliss, Steven, Tyler, Putterball, Mo, Clam, Schmiebert, Frack, Frick, Susan, Samantha, Pepe, Danny Sanchez, Daniel.
This person is asked to move
you,
seats
Chris,
at this point.
Daniel Sanchez the second. So only one is named Danny Sanchez. Manny, Richard Cartwright, Carl, Jeff Ritter, and Richard Wright.
Yeah,
Richard Cartwright. Why the full name on Richard Cartwright?
Richard Cartwright was the guy that
me and Party Ben stole his car every weekend while we were in
That's Benny Santiago. If you're out there and you're doing a fucking security clearance check right now, it's Benny Santiago. He's in Salt Lake City.
Party Ben.
Is that Party
No,
Ben?
He's in Phoenix.
Party, Party Ben, dude.
Arizona.
Did Benny
bring his girlfriend with him?
Yeah.
Santiago is his
engaged.
Name? Yeah. That's great.
He has of a fiancé.
Is he still
it's
doing
a better name
school
than
school?
Party Ben.
No, no, he's working for Black Diamond.
I think so.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Benny's living
Benny's
his best life.
Look, Benny's, do you not know that Benny is an engineering genius?
Dude,
here's the thing.
No, no, no.
He's
when
so
it comes
dumb
to military communications, Benny
no, no,
Santiago
not,
is one of the fucking
do you
experts
not know
in the United
this?
States.
Don't know that.
That is why he does he's, what he does.
He's one of the top guys in the U.S. Yeah.
Why he is what he is. He works for Black Diamond, one of the fucking biggest digital cast, like mapping every. In 2005... I don't know if you've ever heard this story.
I have not.
I am in LUD.
Digital geospatial
intelligence,
man.
I'm telling you.
Dan is rocked at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm always rocked. I am in LUD Qatar. Qatar. And I am going to a transient tent. And as I'm walking up to the tent, I see a high-gain SATCOM antenna outside of the tent. And that is not something that you see in a transient tent, by the way.
Explain why you don't see that, because it's important.
I mean, you're sleeping somewhere for 2 or 3 days, and then you're flying out.
Okay.
But why is there a high-gain SATCOM antenna out here? And I'm following the wires, and I walk in, and there is Party Ben with what looks to be an Xbox 360, part of a PSP, wired into some other shit, and then he's on a tablet. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I got fucking internet, idiot.
No way.
He built his own network in LUD Qatar.
So did he still look like Party Ben, or was he in shape?
No, he was thin.
He was thin back in the day.
I've never seen Party Ben in shape.
Let's see Benny say,
oh,
it's... Oh,
shit.
That's a serious call.
Who is that?
We don't need that one.
Steven...
Nope.
No.
Can't say his last name.
Say that one.
Jared gets a lot of FaceTime calls mid-show.
Pop
on out of there. Grab Heather, actually. Grab Heather and bring her in. Bring Heather Lynn into the show.
I was just saying Jared looks like
Paula
Poundstone.
Tiffany Hart. Grab Tiffany Hart. Have her come on the
You're
show.
You're saying Jared looks like Paula Poundstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the hair like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, Jared's living his fucking best life.
Oh, real quick, kids. We got some sponsors who pay for this shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/... Drinking Bros, Dan.
If this little party shindig we're having today goes the way it has been going, I'm definitely going to need that ghost bed at the end of the day.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of blackouts.
With the mattress protector and everything. Because,
a lot of blackouts, a lot of urination, a lot of dookie coming out of buttholes. This show is out of control. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today for all your mattress needs. You get 30% off if you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or work in the government in this life as we know it. And as always, there's a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. If you're a regular dumb civilian like myself, you get 25% off everything in the entire store. And you get 2 free pillows with a mattress. And I believe that's good for everyone, Dan. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today and get those deals. All of those deals are applicable with the no interest program too, which is fucking nice. Next up, we've got getroman.com/drinking bros. Anybody taking boner pills here today?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody. And I think it's relevant to this party scene as well, because you're not, I can tell you this, this is not a medical claim. This is my anecdotal firsthand experience. So I'm exposing a little bit of my soul right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you
but
are.
As long as I'm on Roman, I could never get whiskey dick. And I put it to the test, folks. I've gone real hard on the booze.
Yeah.
And the Roman brought me back from the brink of failure. And, you know, improved my day, my quality of life.
Get wood.
Yeah.
Get going. Have a good time.
Could they do the got milk thing, but got wood? And
got
it's just,
wood, yeah.
It's just dudes in gray sweatpants with boners.
That's all it needs to be, isn't it?
I don't know if they could get away with that these days.
Probably not.
Boners
they just
are
took,
too aggressive.
Some Aqua Teen Hunger Force shows off the air and some Boondocks, so yeah. Can't
which
do anything
which
these days.
Aqua Teen shows?
The Aqua Teen ones.
The one where Shake turned into a black guy because
correct.
He got bit
that's
by a zombie?
Yes,
I knew,
that's
of course.
Exactly
that's
one.
The only one that they would fucking be targeting right now. It's so goddamn stupid. Basically, what happens is. they're doing construction next door, and he goes over to yell at them like he does. He is wont to do. He's an asshole. If you've never, Dana Snyder plays his character. He's fucking hilarious. He goes over to the forklift operator or the guy driving the backhoe or whatever it was apparently a radioactive black man.
Yeah.
And he bit Master Shake.
Yep.
And Shake turned into a black dude.
That is the exact episode they're pulling, and a couple others along with some Boondocks.
Oof,
so
that's that is
buckle up, kids.
Just ridiculous.
The censorship is upon us. Luckily, Roman doesn't censor. They don't care who wants to get a boner out there in this life. If you got ED, congratulations. You don't need to see a doctor anymore. They got a free online doctor visit. You fill out 5 questions. Boom. 48 hours. You get some boner pills in the mail. Discreet package. No one will ever know. Or if you just want to take them recreationally and have a nice fuck time out there, go to GetRoman.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping?
Yeah, I don't know. Free shipping. I don't know about the free shipping, but I do know that it's...
I could be lying to you.
It's one of those guaranteed kind of deals. And you're dealing with a real doctor here. It's not some asshole.
Yep.
Just because I think everybody... now in COVID times is used to telemedicine. I don't know if have you done anything over the phone medicine wise?
No, I've tried. I said, hey, doc, can I get some morphine? And they said,
yeah,
no.
See, they're not going to do that. You have to have an actual medical condition that they're treating. You can't just ask for a recreational drug.
It was very mental. I faked some form of injury.
No, that's not going to.
Yeah, I said, I had a third ankle.
Yeah, and they'll want to test for that, though. Yeah, that's a problem. You have to describe things that they can't really test for, like lower back pain.
He asked me to hold up my legs and to FaceTime, and I that's when I refused. Then I hung up the phone and called him a liar.
Now
at GetRoman.com, you don't have to do that.
No, you don't. You just talk to an actual doctor over the phone. Unless you have something that's broken or physically wrong with you, you know what I mean? Like your leg's broken, or you have contusions, or you have a rash or something. Like seeing the doctor in person, what is that really going to do?
Nothing.
You know what I mean?
It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
It's a waste of time, and they're wasting money on rent. They should be sitting in there. I want my doctors, one, to be at home in their underwear like I am when I'm on the phone. And I also want them to be a little bit high, probably.
Yeah. A lot of it high.
Yeah.
GetRoman.com/drinkingbros today and get high on your boner. Last but not least, we got KillCliffCBD.com. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. 4 amazing flavors. Mm-hmm. The strawberry. Everybody keeps messaging us about the fucking strawberry.
It's good. Dude. I finally had some. I've got some in my house now, actually.
Do you really?
Yes.
God damn it, man. I didn't get any.
I sent some to homegirl. She loved them. I didn't know for sure, but it sounded like it would be really good.
Yeah.
What I haven't tried yet is them and vodka, but that's coming this weekend.
That's the drink of the summer. Yeah. KillCliff CBD and vodka, 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can.
I think that might be
piss hot. I think THC in these.
That might be our official drink for the election party on November 3rd.
It has to be.
I have to get Ryan Roberts to send me out a case of those, or a couple of cases of those, so we can just
booze it up.
We're going to be
join us at Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Ice House for the election party on November 3rd. It's free. We're getting trashed for 7-8 hours.
It's going to be a fun day.
Trump gets elected, reelected. In the meantime, you can go to KillCliffCBD.com and use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off and free shipping there, which is a big, big savings. You will not piss hot. There's no THC in this. Pure CBD. Go to KillCliffCBD.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off and free shipping.
Fact about your trainer Kevin. He can. What is it? Shotgun a beer in what?
Shotgun a beer, yeah.
Oh, God. 2 seconds. Yeah.
2 seconds.
Really, Tiffany, you seem really completely surprised of like, oh, hey, you're supposed to be on a show. Here's a microphone.
Why am I supposed to be on the show?
What the fuck, dude?
Who is you
on a show and that's
it's a crossover episode. And
no,
it's like,
everyone,
hey, dude.
Everyone listens for Jesse.
You're
They're
here
like,
for a judge, though.
That's not
they
true.
They put up with me, and they listen for Jesse. That's how it goes.
True.
They're
not
like,
true.
Oh, Tiffany's stupid.
It's
we
the Instagram post. It's too inspirational.
It is. I just
stop
me and
being
my
so fucking inspirational.
Stupid TikToks are so inspirational.
Why, dude?
I don't
Let's
know.
Be hilarious.
I've transitioned totally to posting pictures of my butthole inside of a fucking.
That's smart.
It's a bullseye in the middle.
That's really smart.
It's like a very
I think it's
transparent
fact,
picture of my butthole in the middle of a bullseye.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey,
after, as like a
let's
thing.
Do this. Right?
I think it's the fact that I can transition and change so quickly from a military uniform to something really ridiculous. Like,
yes,
right?
But just be the ridiculous human you are. Nobody cares about the military shit. No. I don't want to be inspired.
So inspired by my quick changes.
Hey, like this is the guy who is trains us today. Like,
face him.
He's here and he can chug a beer. Like,
it just says politics. Politics. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need
That's
to know.
That's all the fuck you need to know.
Just politics.
Wait, so you're telling me right now that the guy who got. The guy who trains you guys, like, physically
can
and,
shock
like,
a beer in record time.
Okay, can we see this, please?
Bring him on. Kevin, come on. Come on.
Can we shotgun
Jesse,
a beer?
Swap out with Kevin real quick, right there.
Does he have
swap out with Kevin. Let's see it.
Does he have a beer to shotgun?
I just need Jesse, right beer. Here, can we get a fridge, White Claw, at least? So
Get him
let's
something.
See this. So the
Grab
guy
a beer for Kevin.
Who trains you physically that says, Ross,
there
listen, you need more protein in your diet.
And he's the best. He's the best in the biz. What do you need for that, Kevin? What do you need for that?
Just a key or something, or just buy it.
A key
just a
or
key?
Something?
I've got a key.
You have, like, fucking Wolverine teeth
over there? By
the way,
I'm super happy to be here on Drinking Bros. Big fan.
Hey, Kevin, by the way, new fits. You're the best trainer in the business, by the way. You're one of the top in Austin. Tell everybody about your company real quick. They hook you up with electrodes.
Yeah, so I work at New Fit. We're based out of Austin, Texas, over in Westlake. So what we do is we put electric pads on you, and we send direct current through your muscles to increase your muscle fiber recruitment. So you're pretty much getting the most benefit you possibly can to work out. You lift very little weights, but get the benefit of working out really hard and lifting really heavy, but you're not going to injure yourself or put yourself at risk of a...
It's fucking crazy. It's like 15 pounds.
Is it similar to M-Sculpt for women?
No, it is not. M-Sculpt is more like... It's not like M-Sculpt. No.
Okay, I was just curious.
Here's a shotgun here. Here we go. It's also a Coke spoon.
Yeah, that's definitely made for cocaine.
Yeah.
Definitely it's made for not, cocaine. But it's not used for cocaine, though.
It is.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
A sponsor.
We're going
to
admit it.
Sponsor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if
they
we
used
were
to be
going
a sponsor.
To fully 100%.
So what is your record time, Kevin?
Admit that online.
I'm usually too fucked up by the time I'm doing this.
So he's pretty sober right now.
Yeah.
Can we give him that?
Well, he just walked into the party, and we're like, hey, man, welcome, dude. You're on air. Let's
Sorry.
Do it.
Renee threw me under the bus to do this.
All right, so Renee's recording off camera. How fast is this? Let's get a timer going. And
Countdown.
1, 2, 3. There we go. Boom.
Two
Holy shit!
Goals, God damn it!
No way, dude.
I mean, you got a little bit of excess, but
that was about. It was less than 2 seconds.
It was less than 2 seconds for sure. Where did you learn that?
Is that your intake of carbs for the day? Is that it for carb levels?
No, I'm 24, so I still kind of live on raisin.
Okay, so
on Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A still.
So okay, so he's not
so
old ass
fucking
like you
funny,
guys.
Dude.
So.
He learned that the same place George Michael learned to write that second hit.
Yeah, but I mean, you got a decade on him, bro.
It's crazy.
Got another.
Yeah. There we go. We're going to go for round two. Yeah. We'll do another one live on air. We're live from Jared's house.
We're
getting
don't be a pussy.
Tiffany, where'd you fly in from?
Kevin's going to do another one. North Carolina, bro.
Fort Bragg?
Yeah.
Raleigh.
You know what? Yeah.
Raleigh
you.
Or
no, Fayetteville.
Really?
Small Fayetteville.
Look at you.
You know, listen, you came from small Wilmington.
I did.
So I got to come from small Fayetteville.
I did, but you literally came in like 2 hours
the other
ago.
Night.
Yeah.
Just the other night.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do, man.
Here we go. So, Kevin, this is a round two. The last one was 2 seconds. Dan, can you time this? No. I got to see how fast this is. That's the fastest shotgun I've ever seen in my life. Go in front of camera. Hey, Kevin, there's these two cameras. There we go.
Yeah, do it right in front of these.
There it is. You ready? Countdown.
I love how he takes a big old breath.
3, 2, 1, go.
1.6.
Oh, my God. 1.6.
Yeah.
No fucking way, dude. Where did you learn that?
From... George Michael.
What the?
In a fucking public bathroom in Los Angeles in 1992. Come on. Everybody knows.
No
I
wasn't way.
Say
my
that,
boss is
going
to love that the first time I talked about NewFit on your podcast, I was doing this. It's going to be great.
Sure
you know
will.
What? NewFit is the shit, by the way.
Hey, by the way, sir, I talked about our business online, and I did a whole shotgun of two beers. Twice.
You just shotgun two fucking one. What was it?
Tiffany,
1.1?
Are you okay?
No, I'm fucked up.
You just started slurring off and trailing
fucking rock, dude.
I have not drank or eaten in a while, and like barely today. I've been waiting on the goddamn ribs.
Look, there's meat coming.
There's ribs.
There is.
Allegedly,
and the rib off is happening.
Allegedly. The ribs like started at noon, and I was like, okay, can I get some shrimp? Can I get some chips? And I barely had any, and then I had two full fucking drinks. You guys all know I'm a lightweight now, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm a huge lightweight. I'm two drinks full in, and I'm pretty fucked up.
You're fucking house, dude.
It's too bad Chris isn't here.
Trying to get you on the show is hard.
Tonight.
That's not what I meant.
Toss the salad.
I just... No.
Toss it. We know. It's a thing on Drinking Bros.
I meant I wanted to hang out with Chris.
No.
Not that he gets to fuck your butthole. What the hell?
Tell the story for the Drinking Bros.
Jesus Christ.
No. Hang on. Listen to
For the Drinking Bros, tell the story about tossing his salad.
If you listen to Drinking Brouettes, you'll notice that Jesse and I will talk about some of the things that we do when we're really fucked up. And the last time I was super, super, super fucked up, my husband and I were on a stripper pole and we were going at it when we were really drunk. Nope, we're at a buddy's house. Okay. We were super, super wasted. I went down on him and then I was like, fuck it, I'll toss a salad. After being like really fucking dirty.
Yeah.
Like, not clean 4th of July.
Yeah.
Like, type of.
Don't blame it on the fucking independence of our country.
It was not human.
What the hell?
Like, but I was so drunk and
because
care.
Of freedom, I had to eat his ass, man.
It was because of freedom. Oh, and the next morning, I was like, hey, dude, I think I ate your asshole. He's like, you sure did. And I was like, was it clean? He was like, I don't think it was. And I was like, okay, cool. And we high fived. And that was
that's the appropriate response.
End of it because you love the dude and that's what you do.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
I love it, bud, but I'm gonna
actually 5 years.
Okay, so 5 years. Like if you're eating, if you're eating filthy ass after 5 years, like that's fine.
We were dating at a time, but
wait, just to
dating,
bring it, just to bring it back, I said I wanted him to be here because I enjoy him and want to hang out
because
with him.
Because you like eating his asshole?
No, I didn't. Want to invoke all of this shit that just happened? Yeah, I just wanted to hang out with him.
Oh,
he's got a normal job in the military, so he can't be here.
It's fine. It's fine, but
sadly.
Look, at least he's still getting his ass eaten. We appreciate that. That's true. That. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Hey,
Kevin.
Hey, look, it's a couple of days away from ass eating season right now.
We're very close.
When is ass eating season? October 1st.
October 1st.
Because that's when it cools down.
Yeah, it cools down.
It's not so swamp ass back there.
Okay, so the swamp ass is
correct. Kevin, I've met your girlfriend. Yes. She's here. Is she eating your ass? On the microphone. You got to hold that microphone up. Has she eaten your ass before?
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin, you know this is Drinking Bros, right?
Yeah.
He just said, oh, my goodness, and that means fuck you. Yes.
October 1st is not here yet. If you haven't, it's fine.
She tries. She really tries.
You're still a week away. You're still a week away, Kevin.
I got to say, it's not for me.
Oh, it's not
she
for
tries.
You, really? It's for all of us.
I was going to say.
It's for America, I don't know one dude that doesn't like it.
Correct.
Have you had your ass eaten before?
Let's start down the line. And ask for
have you had your ass eaten before?
Of course, of course.
Everyone's had their ass eaten before.
No.
It's 2020.
Yes.
Everyone's had it.
There we go.
You haven't. You haven't eaten his ass?
No,
but
he ate mine last night.
There you go.
Would you eat his?
I'd have to be super fucked up.
Well,
I'm getting you fucked up today, bitch.
Yeah.
She's eating your ass tonight, bro.
His girlfriend is off camera now and she's super freaked out.
Yeah, she's
super freaked out.
Kevin.
She's actually panicking right now, yeah.
Kevin, what's your girlfriend's name?
Olivia, let's get
Olivia
up here.
Olivia, Olivia, come on in. Switch out. Olivia,
have you gotten close to his asshole before? Yes or no?
So she says she's gotten very close.
Yes. Okay.
She says she's gotten very close, and that's fine.
Olivia and I have known each other our whole life. She was credit carding me when we were like 10 years old.
Are you still? Wait. Are you stepbrother and stepsister? Can we get Jared back in here for this?
Yeah.
Everyone loves a good stepmom backstory, right?
Oh, we all do.
Wait, you're like classic. You're in your mid to late 20s. 24.
24.
And you're 23.
She's perfect age.
Just a little bit.
There you go. You can still.
Yeah, you guys are footloose and fancy free looking assholes.
You're like, still right in a fucking
like
sweet spot.
She has some mischief in her eyes that has.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding.
Yep.
That has not been explored yet. And I think you're very attractive. You're very hot. She is. She's hot. Dude, good for fucking you.
Let's bring her up
here. By the way, can we just say that she just said maybe when it came to asshole eating, which means yes?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe means
by
yes.
By the way, maybe means yes. Maybe means yes.
100%
of the time. But it also means, like, I'm afraid to kind of admit it because I don't know if I'm allowed to, but since everyone else did,
we're
all
supportive.
Right?
We're all supportive. It's fine. Don't worry.
We're all very, very supportive. It's fine.
I'm 100% supportive of this shit. So congratulations, Kevin.
Grab Heather
you
Lynn.
You found a good one at fucking 24 years old.
Tap him. Grab Heather Lynn.
We'll have to find, yes. We'll go
Renee.
Ahead.
Grab Heather Lynn.
It's vodka.
Tell her to come on the show.
There you go.
White
Heather
Claw
Lynn, come on the show.
No.
Kevin, where can everybody find New Fit?
Seriously. It's
New Fit, we're located in Austin, Texas, off 360, Highway 360, next to the Rudy's.
Yes.
What's the name of the gym?
It's New Fit. It's N-E-U-F-I-T. Stands for Neurological Fitness.
And if people want to find you online?
It'll be neu.fit. That's our website. I would Google it.
What about you? What about you personally? Where's your whole shit?
Oh, I work at the headquarters of New Fit over off the location in Westlake off of 360.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome. Hey, thank you for being here. Thanks for being on the show.
Guys,
thanks for
thank
being
you
a
for
judge
having me.
Of the Rib-Off. Hand it to Heather Lynn over here. There she is. Grab it. Grab
By
it
the
right
way,
there. There
Ross,
we go.
Do you yes. use you. Kevin as a trainer?
Yes, Kevin's my dude, dude.
Yeah,
that's why I'm so fucking
so since
thick,
you've been,
dude.
I was wondering, because you have looked a little bit more fit since
That's Kevin, dude. That's Kevin.
It's
proud of you, Kevin.
It's injections.
Okay.
Proud of you, Kevin. Mostly. I'm also proud of you, Heather. How are you?
That's what I'm doing.
You look real shocked to be here today.
I didn't
today.
Know I was going to be on the show today. Fucking Lynn, bitch. Open it up, girlfriend.
We're doing it, I guess.
By the way, you have not met Giorgio. You are Giorgio's Hi. Dream girl in real life. Like, that is...
Really?
I want to embarrass him so he fucks up the camera work, but that's the girl.
He's too high to
he
even be
too
here.
High.
Way too high.
He's too high to even be here.
Giorgio,
right
why are you...
Way too high to
Giorgio's
even be
like,
here.
Huh? Excuse me? Why? I don't know what
to say. Heather, you work at Black Rifle. Your videos are some of my fucking favorite on Instagram. You have a massive following now, and, like, it's awesome to see. I saw you noodling with a girl in Alabama.
Hannah Berry, yes.
Yeah, so I shoved my hand into a muddy hole, and I just waited for thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks,
you,
Dan.
I appreciate
it. You know how to do it. Come
so
on.
Nice.
We were just talking about eating muddy holes, and you shoved your hand in one.
Yeah, you know, just feels alive, Oof. You know, just.
Let me ask you, did you have every intention to go hang out with Hannah and be like, you know what, I'm going to go noodling, this is going to be a lot of fun, or was it just kind of like one of the things she does?
Like, Hannah does this all the time, and she's like 5 foot
She's
one.
Known for it,
yeah,
right?
So
she's tiny.
The size of these fish that she's pulling out of the water, and it's scary because they, like, rip through your gloves.
Yeah, I heard
so,
that.
Yeah.
Do they rip through yours?
What kind of fish? Like catfish.
Yeah, catfish.
Because they have scales that are really sharp, right?
Yeah, they've got like little spines.
On the outside. Yeah.
Do they rip through your gloves?
Yes.
Really?
So you had marks on your arm. So you literally shoved your arm, and your arm is the bait for like catfish in the hole, right?
Yeah.
So you're waiting for it.
Yeah, so you hold your breath. You dive down to the bottom of the lake bed. You shove your arm into the hole, and you have to keep your hand like this because Hannah's dad kind of knife hand it and it broke one of his fingers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so you have to keep a fist, and then when you're on the lake bed floor, you kind of sweep your hand like this, and so whenever it bites down on you, you kind of extend your fingers outward, grab it by its jaw, then you use your other hand.
So does it have an extended jaw? Does it have a shelf jaw?
Well,
a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. But it's like if you're training puppies that are war dogs, right? Like pit bulls, King Corso, dogs like that. If they try to bite your fucking hands up to the first knuckle, you just shove your fingers down the throat.
Okay. And I didn't know if they had like
that's
a
how
little
you catch
shelf or anything to grab onto.
But if you reach down, they'll start to swallow your fucking hand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. So that happened to Alex. So when you grip onto its jaw, you use your other hand, slide it down the entire side of the fish, find its gill plate, shove it through the gill plate, up through the body of the fish, and then you create like a hoop.
Well, I mean, it's just like the old cables you remember when you were fishing as a kid.
Yeah.
That you put, like, once it got caught, you ran it through between the gills and the mouth, right?
It's the
same thing you used to do with your hand.
How much do they weigh, by the way?
I say they're fucking big.
They're
you caught
as
big as a catfish.
So the first one I caught was 50 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
You had a big one.
Yeah, I mean, think about being in the gym
and of the day. Yeah.
Think about 50 pounds, curling 50 pounds.
Yeah,
that's like what I work out with, and I'm a big dude.
Yeah.
You're not a big dude. You're a normal-sized human woman.
It's not that big.
It's a very sobering experience. You're just like, okay, I'm waiting for something to bite me. When I was in the water, like we saw like a water moccasin go swimming by. Like, it's not... like clean, clear water.
Yeah, you're
like,
in
there with snakes
and
snapping turtles and shit, and you're just like,
and you're putting your hand down a hole that you have no fucking clue what's in it, right? Like, it's dirty as shit. And you
well, look, we've all done that. Let's be real.
Yeah, I know, but normally it's just like a poop shoot, not like a fucking something's gonna bite me shoot.
I'm sorry,
right?
How many people's buttholes have you put your hand
a
into?
A lot! Shut the fuck up! God damn it!
You're not even
a thing. By the way, that's her thing.
No, she's a serious specialist. She's not a medic.
I'm a fucking serious specialist. Booty
she's
holes
like,
is my
she's
stuff.
Like,
but you love dude assholes.
Yeah,
love
she's walking around offering to do fucking digital rectal exams all the time.
It's a joke. Okay, no. So anyway. Okay,
can
you
not
put
just
your
play
fist
with the premise,
down there.
Please?
Yeah.
You have a glove on.
Yeah.
So did it bite through
it's
the glove?
Thin, it's the well, the glove I was wearing was one that Hannah gave me. It's very thin. And it's just like, they've got these, depending on what you, so you can have a flat head, which is a little more tame, and then you've got the blue ones that have like razor teeth, and they'll right. like roll you under the water like fucking alligators.
Like an alligator, yeah.
Yeah.
And did they?
But you still have to be able to.
I didn't deal with the blue. I have flatheads.
You still have to be able to feel it. That's why you wear the thinner gloves, right?
That's is.
Because you have to be able to like grab it like through getting, the fucking gill.
It's
otherwise,
like getting your hand slammed in a car door.
Oh, that's not great.
No, it doesn't feel great. Yeah, so it's like,
you, it's like by you the way, feel it and you have to react accordingly.
I don't want to get all bougie or nothing, but you can buy these fish at the fucking grocery store. You know
I
that,
know,
right?
But then it's like, how just are you saying, supposed to feel alive if you're not standing next
what
to
fun
death?
Is that?
You have to a lot more fun than getting your hand bitten by a goddamn
like
animal.
A little bit of a pussy there, don't you, Dan? Okay, go
these
on,
two,
Heather.
Jesus I'm fine with Christ. That. What happened
go
to you guys
on,
today?
Go on, Heather.
What happened to how much did you both of you drink today? The other thing I love about you, by the way, is not only did you do that, you also killed a fucking alligator
with a handgun.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
And I shot it.
Tell them how it happens.
I shot it in the face with a .22 pistol.
God damn it. Did you really?
You put out one of those like six.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You put like raw.
I feel like you're just feeling gangsters.
No. You put raw chicken on a 4 or 6 prong hook.
Did she? Like, did you?
That's how
is
it.
Is this like really true?
No. So you take up. You go to the grocery store. You get a bag of chicken. Yep. You leave it baking out in the sun until it's disgusting
all day.
And
yep.
rank and stanky. Then you put it on a hook.
I'm sorry. What was that word?
Stanky.
Okay.
Stanky.
And then you throw it into the water. And then you check the hook. You pull it up. And if there's an alligator on the end of it, you just kind of shoot it in the face.
Yeah.
And you shot a motherfucking alligator in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times? Just once?
No, yeah, just once. It's all I mean, you're,
just once.
You're
like,
you're like a foot away from it. You pull
what?
It up.
You literally like, just shoot an alligator once and straight between the eyes once.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to like get a knife in there and make sure you did
that. And he's dead. You, okay.
By the way, the reason I ask you
that
this,
was
I want to
really...
see you have your own discovery show.
Yeah.
I think it'd be super right? fucking entertaining.
Like,
you and Hannah.
Fucking Bear Gill.
But you and Hannah, the two of you guys, two hot girls out fucking killing crazy shit would be the best
be,
show ever.
She could gross. Be super serious, and I could be the fuck up who's learning and who's just kind of hanging in there.
Correct.
By learning,
so
you mean
out like there, I would pitch that show to a network, and you guys would make a
all
gajillion
long,
dollars.
All awesome. Awesome.
You guys
we
would make a
gajillion
each dollars.
We balance each other well, too. I know she's super sweet. I noticed her audience was a little like, why are you working with such a foul mouthed person? And
really? So
I saw that.
Are they Christian? Are they super Jesus?
I don't know. She's very sweet. She's like, she's legitimately the nicest human
she's
being.
She's like,
you'll
oh
ever
gosh,
meet.
Darn it. There's a snake in my boots
well,
type of
like,
girl.
How many times did you say the word cunt? Be honest.
I didn't say cunt.
Did you say bitch? Did you say fuck? Did you
I
say
said a
shit?
Lot of the other words. I said, okay. I was out.
I mean, what else am I supposed to say?
No, I don't know. I was out in the middle of the lake. I was like, we're out here raw dogging catfish with our hands. And everyone was like,
what else are you supposed to be doing?
I don't know.
She's like, hey, folks, like, I got my fist up a catfish's mouth. Like, it's sucking on it really hard. I don't know what else to do besides pull it out. Like, what else are you supposed to say?
Where did you learn that
accent? It's all sexy.
I know you've lived in the South.
None of it.
Where are you
None
from?
None of it.
What happened just now?
What?
I feel
Two like, Drink Tiffany has come out today.
No, it hasn't.
And we are really hearing everything that she wants to
like
discuss to the world.
That's 100% like country. Right?
Yes,
like,
dude. But this is what the South is.
You're from,
you seem shocked by
no,
it.
No, Heather's from Kentucky. Her fucking her dad that she calls dad is like
I'll
a
be honest,
sergeant
your
major
accent,
from Kentucky from
your
the 101st,
came out
right?
Way more when you were doing all that.
Oh yeah.
Everything
if,
you're doing is exactly what I expect.
If I'm terrified, I'm like, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Y'all.
Hey.
Because mine a little bit comes out. Like my stupid pronunciation.
Yeah, but you're like fucking rural St. Louis
area, right? I just
said that.
I said my stupid pronunciation
but she's like,
of words
no,
comes
but
out.
It's she's rural Kentucky.
Oh, I'm rural Missouri.
St. Louis and the
I'm
fucking
like
suburbs
stupid,
is way different.
Red.
No,
yeah.
No. This
from,
is like they're from the holler. The holler.
You're like, I fuck my brother. What's up?
Did you fuck your brother, you piece of shit?
Only on Tuesdays. Well, illegal not to. It's illegal not
it's,
to.
Yeah,
when you're
it's
from
true.
Exactly.
Sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up.
What else are you doing next, by the way? Because all your shit is
aside
super cool.
Aside from having sex with your brothers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. No, but course, you're always like doing cool shit. Like, I feel like we're going to see you.
No,
like,
she, you were part of something that came out recently, right?
Yeah, you did a fucking video short, didn't you?
With Cordo, yeah.
Yeah, so Cordo
is the best, by the way.
Dude, that was so sweet. You were in love with the fucking Asian dude.
Corridors.
Yes. friends.
Listen, Corridor is one of two digital media companies in Southern California.
They're
that
good.
Are dope as fuck right
They're
now.
Really good.
And both of those companies are working with Black Rifle.
I
constantly.
Had no idea.
By the way,
they were anything until I looked at the video that you had posted.
Oh,
and
they're
the
so
swipe
good.
Up.
They're so,
and
so good.
And I like the dude who's doing all the flips and shit, but I was like, I like Heather better.
They are so good.
I love playing the villain. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because
I normally feel like people,
you're a piece of shit in real life.
No, yeah. No, I feel like I was just talking to Jack about this today. I feel like people play the opposite what they are in real life.
It's
because
yeah.
Heather is yes. one of the sweetest people yeah. I've met in real life, and she's not a bitch in real life.
No,
but she plays the bitch in the fucking movies.
Here's what I've always said about
I
you.
I was playing
and
the nice
opinion.
Person in the movies, but I'm a bitch in real life. Like,
can we kill Tiffany's mic forever, like permanently? Like, we have a guest on.
Pull his entire nipple off
great.
Of his body.
I mean, just be
just pull it off
to hear the guest. Thing. Talk. Here's what I honestly like. What I love about you, for real, is behind the scenes, everybody expects you to be a certain way. You are the hardest working motherfucker I've seen. Like, dude, in early in the morning at Black Rifle Coffee, no makeup, hair in a fucking ponytail, and you're one of the last people to leave. And I don't think a lot of people see that on Instagram. So when you were on the show today, I was like, dude, I want to let everybody know who you actually are, because that's the truth. And like, when you're on these shoots. These fucking shoots are like 18 hours a day, and it's a grind. It's all dudes. You're in a disgusting tent covered in shit.
I mean,
and none of it is ever sexy or fun. But at the end of the day, you see a finished product, and you're like, all right, this looks
great
at the end of the day. But when you're doing it, it is really fucking difficult. And I just want to say you were fantastic at it.
Yeah, regular Hollywood is 12 to 16 hours.
Yes.
Black Rifle with all military dudes is like until the fucking job is done.
Correct.
Period.
Because it's all military dudes.
And
so it's like, hey man, sleep outside.
Like, she's a fucking military brat, so she gets it.
Yeah.
But like, she's not a military person, and it's a whole different fucking ballgame. She's had to put up with that shit for, let's see, 14 years now.
Either way, whatever.
It's been a long time. It's been a long goddamn time, yeah.
What is your end-all, be-all dream at the end of all of this?
I honestly, like, the thing that
Caesar
makes
Milan,
me...
Caesar Milan, that's who you want to be when you grow up,
The thing that makes me happiest, though, really is acting. It's almost like I get to be someone I'm not or someone I wish that I was, or I like playing different characters, and I just kind of can disappear into a role.
Acting.
Really, acting is great.
But you're so fucking good at it, though, and you're amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Giorgio, grab Jesse in here. We're going to talk about the rib cook-off here.
Flying elk.
We're going to have a winner. That what cup. Is flying elk, by the way?
That's one of the fucking... So it's one of the coffees from the exclusive
Heather.
Coffee club. The ECS.
Is it really?
I fucking love you.
Is it really?
I really do.
There's new shit coming from Black Rifle, by the way.
I can tell.
What is we're going to keep that down.
What is happening?
One of the new coffees.
On purpose.
One of the new coffees from Black Rifle. Tell us about the rest of the coffees real quick.
Yeah.
What's coming out? Because you got the flying elk and what else?
Yeah, so flying elk was one of the first, if not the first.
It was the first.
It was
I think,
the
yeah.
first exclusive
so,
coffee
yeah.
roast from Black Rifle Coffee. Our next one is Dictator Geisha. So they're exclusive.
It's a Panamanian geisha.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's what you've been drinking. It's
is it really?
Panamanian geisha. If you buy the real stuff, it's somewhere between like fucking like you're gonna get it for $25 for 12 ounces, mm-hmm. right? Which is like what $41 a pound. In the real world, it costs $75 to $150 a pound. So you're getting from Black Rifle for half the goddamn cost. It's the best coffee in the world, period.
Is our promo code still good with that?
Yes.
Drinking Bros 20
so.
Is still good with those coffees?
On ECS.
Because of how expensive
they are? Oh, no, not on
ECS,
not ECS,
no.
Okay, gotcha.
No. For the club itself, yes. Yeah. But ECS is a whole different subscription.
I say for the club, I used that one before, and it works still. But.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For
I
the
think
club,
is
yes.
it like a once-time
for the
use
club, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a one-time use
thing.
Only. Yeah.
One of them is and one of them is. Drinker Bros and then Drinker Bros 20.
And then you guys also have the cans out right now.
Yep.
Tell us about the cans, because I feel like there is Drinking Bros everywhere in the United States posting pictures of the cans. How many stores are you guys in?
I'm actually not sure. I know we're definitely working on expanding and getting in like all convenience stores nationwide.
Yeah.
I mean, now slightly post COVID hysteria, a lot of the fucking retail stores are starting to put more shit in.
Even a lot of the bougie ones are still are putting them in, which is really exciting actually.
Yeah.
People
go crazy. I'm like one of those like purists, like I like coffee black.
Same.
Like the ECS is my jam, but like some people don't, they like cold coffee. They like
I was still looking your normal everyday neighborhood store and
it's
see if they have Black Rifle there. If they have it in
5-Elevens, if you go to 5-Eleven, pretty
us,
much we've opened up half of those, you and me.
Yeah.
Like the 5-Elevens are
If you go to a 5-11 tactical store or a Gander Mountain Bass, not Gander Mountain, like Bass Pro, renewed, Cabela's.
Yeah, I fucking renewed my concealed carry today, and they had Black Rifle in the gun range.
Pretty much any gun store in Texas, you know, but Bass Pro, Cabela is carrying a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Bass and Pro. You guys are in Bass Pro everywhere.
That's going to be a rollout over the next couple of years, but they're eventually will be in every one of those.
So
every major city in the United States, you'll be able to fucking go buy Black Rifle at your retail store.
Yeah, which is awesome because, like, for me, when I think about Black Rifle, I think about Matt, Evan, Jared, and I think about you, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You and Logan. Like, you five feel like the original Black Rifle people, and you guys are the ones that have grown that brand. And your Instagram has grown to, like, fuck, man.
Yeah, where are you now? Like, 230?
Yeah,
240?
90.
Oh, shit.
297,000 followers. Yeah. That's crazy.
It really.
What percentage are Indian dudes?
Indian dudes love you guys.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
we were at SHOT Show in like 2017, and she was just reading off the weird
Indian.
She was reading off the weird shit the Indian dudes had said. One dude wanted to milk two pints of your fucking breast milk, or something. Did you ever give that to him?
No, I didn't. It was just awfully specific, and I think that was the specificity. That was more alarming to me than anything.
The breast milk specificity,
Why is it 2 liters?
Well, he needed that amount.
Yeah, sure.
It's math.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, she's not.
What's happening over here? Why are you guys...
We got Jesse coming in, checking on the ribs.
I was working.
Checking on the ribs. What were you working on, Jesse?
Is that what the...
Come on in. Nope. That is definitely not it. Sorry, we still have sound. There we go.
I was rapping.
Is that...
Yeah,
once you
were.
Get to the internal temp...
Hey, we still have sound.
Of what, Dan?
What's the internal temp of the ribs?
Pork?
To wrap it,
160 something?
There it is.
Around 160.
I go 158.
Before you wrap?
Yeah.
All right. Well... You
where are you in the rib process?
But it depends on the cut and how much fat's on it, the cap and all that stuff.
My internal temp got to 163, so I had to jump in there and wrap it. It's a little bit high.
It's all right,
so,
though.
So, look, if I lose...
Which you're not.
Oh, yes, he said which you're not.
This is my boy right here, but it'd be Dan's fault.
Why would it be Dan's fault?
I don't know. That's fun to say.
That's
anyway,
fine. I don't care.
No, but anyway.
Because I'm the only person here that doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's my fault. I'm just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was my
fault. Oh, cool.
When are you going to go noodling with Heather, by the way?
I would love to. Do you think I can handle it, though?
I don't know.
Is there any movement on the boat? Because I'll get sick.
Dramamine,
and then I'll fall asleep.
No,
Jesse has horrific
Dramamine C-sickness plus Adderall, Jesse.
Oh, both together?
I have trained you for this.
That's a great idea.
I feel like I feel like Mr. Miyagi right now, and you're not waxing on and off. You need to fucking do what I tell you to do.
On the cruise. I tried everything.
You didn't try fucking amphetamines.
By the way, I didn't
do amphetamines. You're right about
that. That is what
you
I
missed
did.
The cruise.
You're right about that.
That was one of the craziest events of all time, by the way.
I was bummed that you missed.
Eric Totel was there, and it's his birthday today, by the way.
It is. He keeps bringing up Eric Totel, who was married for a very long time and is now with a younger woman.
20 years, yeah. But he's a cop.
Yeah, no, I
And everybody
I
doesn't
that.
Like cops now, but I like cops. So.
But his wife is definitely not going to like this show.
Oh, boy.
Heather, though, like the new. Noodling thing is so impressive to me. Have you just gotten into it?
Yeah.
You don't understand. We watch this on our couch.
What do you love about it?
Honestly.
Can you like boil it down?
I get weird if I stay stagnant for too long. I feel weird if I fall into a state of complacency. So
so it's like a new thing that you're kind of trying.
Like I get that adrenaline rush. I need new and exciting, and I need to be standing next to something dangerous to like feel alive sometimes. Which sounds really awful.
And so you go underwater. Can we just like break this down? Because
we already did. We talked about the noodling before you came on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you go underwater and you try
to
get
so
the
you
thing.
Spit. Yeah. You spit on one hand, right?
Yep.
And touch the backside
That's
of the fish.
That's sort of what it.
And it distracts him a little bit. And then
Isn't
you're like,
kind of what
"Hey,
it
hey, man!" And you just grab inside. And
off camera, Giorgio just did that to himself. I don't.
Right.
Was that for us or for you?
He's pantomiming because he doesn't understand what the fuck I'm saying. Because what I'm saying doesn't make sense, Ross. That's why.
That's why.
So what's next for you? What's the next crazy fucking thing that Heather's gonna do?
Oh, God, I've been thinking about that, actually. I'm not sure. I was like, oh, yeah, bow fishing would be fun because I just got into archery. And
well, you know, Viking Tactical is a great place to go for bow fishing. He loves it.
Is this an advertisement? Or?
No, we don't have any sponsorship with Viking Tactical.
I love him.
Yeah.
Oh. Fucking Black Hawk Down.
Logan does fucking, he just killed an elk, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but he's where is he right now?
He's in Utah.
Yeah, Utah, yeah.
So do you feel like you've gotten to the point with the noodling that you're like, well, good? Can I tell you the most unsettling thing about it to me?
Please.
Well, it wasn't getting, yeah, the anticipation of getting bit. For me, it was holding my breath.
That's what,
because you hold your breath and you dive. You're not like, you're not just submerged underwater. You are on the lake bed floor prone. Right.
How far would you say you're under?
You're pro,
four, so like, feet.
Four or five feet. Yeah.
It's not that deep, but when you have to keep your belly on the floor and like reach into the
hole 15 to 20 seconds, right? I mean, it's a good bit of time.
Is here,
yeah.
So you have your entire arm and you're just waiting for something to bite.
And you,
you
like that?
No,
I don't.
And that's something you want.
No,
she said it bit through the glove.
Yeah, I don't.
It always bites the skin.
And I love it. You guys look hot. It looks like so much fun when you pull the thing up. But I know 100% I don't want to do any of that.
No, that's all.
But like, I love the picture afterwards, but and you guys look badass.
Yeah, you know they sell those same fish at the supermarket, right?
And we can just hold
like
them
already
up.
Already cut up.
You and
it's
I just like
the,
hold them up, and we're like,
I've said that three times. Today.
I put them in the bag and fucking Ziploc the bag in my little machine and put them in a sous vide and then fry them
if
afterwards.
You're wondering how fucked up we are. Dan has said that three times already.
It's okay.
Today.
I'll never stop saying it.
I probably couldn't hear it over Tiffany there for a second.
She was loud.
She got rowdy.
Jesus Christ.
She got rowdy.
Tiffany got fucking housed.
I love her.
She had two drinks.
So I go, so I told her, as you guys all make fun of me when I'm like, oh, I set my alarm for a certain time. Yeah. And Tiffany,
what is it right now?
4:30? I know. Did I drink way before?
No, it's like 6:20 right now, I think.
Yeah, so it's 5:56. Oh. I drank probably an hour before my alcohol alarm, and I already feel like a piece of shit. Yeah. But anyways, she was like, all right, I'll wait for you to drink, because she was like, once I start, I won't stop.
I think that's...
What'd she say, Pringles? She's a Pringles. I'm like a Pringles kid.
I think that's common, though, because you don't want to break the seal on the pissing
stop,
either.
You get, yeah.
It makes sense.
Once you pop, you can't
because
stop.
Because once we start drinking, we turn into ridiculous
people. It does sound like alcoholism a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
Like maybe
100%.
20 to 30% alcoholism, maybe.
100%.
Right?
Tiffany,
you do what
Tiffany
you have to do to deal
happening?
With whatever alcoholism
I
have.
I like how Jack is trying to fucking crawl past.
You
can just
Giorgio caught the whole thing.
Get him without his mask on, Jack.
He caught the
there
whole
he
thing.
Is.
You can just walk past. I need to check for the wrapping process.
I love how you didn't even take
225,
off,
right? Or 325.
White fucking t-shirt.
For
Jack, why
ribs?
Did you put the t-shirt back on?
Like, what do you want him to come down
why didn't you
no, what do I want my temperature to be with a wrap?
There it is.
It's in the
there tears. There it is.
I started 250.
There it is. Look at Jack Mandeville. There
Jack.
He is. By the way, Jack is single.
Jack, do you want to
come here?
Come
here, just for the ladies. Jack is single.
Heather, do you
want to leave? If you're out there and you're looking
and Heather, like,
for someone
blink
to hug,
if you
want to
leave.
Jack is the guy.
Jack.
Hi. My name is Jack Manfred Mandeville. I'm in my mid 30s. I'm a Virgo. My dad came to all my baseball games. Therefore, I have a good concept of family.
Oh, sorry.
God damn it, Jesse.
Sorry, my timer. Sorry, it's my timer.
He's from Minneapolis, too, where they take family seriously. What's
that? This has been an absolute shit show all the way around. Look at you.
We love
Look
you
at the
so
fucking
much.
The cooling coming out of. I mean, Giorgio, can you get a shot of his mixing cup? This
Please.
Is real.
Because
everybody asks, like, hey, man, is this your real life? Yeah, it is. Like, that's
Do we
this
want
is it every
Jared
single day.
Back on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you get Jared?
Grab Jared
me?
And we'll wrap
I'm
this
sorry
show.
To, like,
this has been an absolute shit show all the way
someone.
Around.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize to a child.
Look at that.
Just tell them to do
ordering, I've been
your
ordering
Black
around,
Panther Party.
Like, Jack, we love
look
you
at this.
So much. Look at this.
Here's the beauty of it is. It's 2 o'clock, dude. It's 2 o'clock.
Giorgio, how beautiful. Do you have it with, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
A
Look
blurry
at that.
Back. Oh,
Look
yes. Please.
I feel
please.
Like, Jack, you and I are going to be fucking sleeping together tonight.
Probably.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least in the same bed. Maybe not.
Snuggling is not like a sexual thing for me, so I enjoy men and women equally.
We're infantry.
Oh, yeah. We can make each other warm. And I burn hot. I'm from the up north.
Same?
I burn hot.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
You're a sweaty Betty.
We'll keep each other warm. Yeah. She sweats at night, but I'll be fine.
Are you a sweaty Betty?
Well, I stay here at least. I'm not kidding you. I've probably slept here at least 10 days this last month.
Not
but
the
I,
same
I sleep
room.
On the couch in the
not
office.
Not in the same room every time.
The couch
you can
in
find
the
a
office.
Different
good
room
I'm always
every
in the
time.
Office. I sleep in the office every time.
The couch
oh,
in the
you?
Office is a good
no
room.
Way.
Yeah, I FaceTimed
I love
him
being
like
on the
last
couch.
Week and he was sleeping on the couch. In,
yeah. Bedroom the six couch. Is really cold.
It is.
Just so you know.
Bedroom
it's
six.
It's all the way up the stairs to the right on like... They're on number because you should.
We're in a rehab facility.
It should be a women's rehab facility.
There's a ghost
facility.
In there.
Yeah.
Somebody OD'd in there, and they're ghost. I didn't fucking. By the way, making it cold.
Heather, looking back now, see what you missed
I'm
out
so
on.
Sorry. I am so sorry for everything you went
everything.
Through. I'm so
yeah,
sorry,
with Jared.
And you missed out on
this. No. Yeah.
I don't know
yeah,
if you missed yeah. out.
You got out just in time.
Yeah. You're good.
I feel like it's you got out like at the right you're time during a horror film, or it's just like oh, hey,
you
I
either
live.
Missed out then, or got yeah. out at the right time.
Yeah,
I got on a plane and went to Mexico.
Coming?
Look at this fucking serial killer. Grab Jared
so
and we will wrap the show. Jesse's got to grab her ribs.
Is he not BTK?
This is the rib
Heather
off.
Heather needs to come
yeah.
with me
could
too.
You, yes. could you, wait,
grab,
could you?
Grab Heather. Go, what? Go check on these
could
ribs.
Could you see
absolutely.
Jack being BTK?
Yeah. Oh,
that's what he reminds me of.
Yeah, seriously?
But I don't want to say that.
He looks like the BTK killer.
He's BTK.
But it's fine.
Sure. 100% BTK.
That's the fine. There it is. There it is. Grab Jared. Grab Jared real quick.
Stop being a dick to everybody.
There it is. There he is. Come on in. We get to close out Drinking Bros.
That's what I'm talking about.
Podcast.
That was a humbling FaceTime I got.
With who?
We can't talk about that.
Here's yeah. the thing. You get a lot of FaceTimes from a lot of important people. I want to give you some shine. Your video you directed for Dan Crenshaw is fucking amazing.
This is my director
way.
Debut?
Yes. It was incredible.
It was a very... And I'll give you this. I did think about you a lot then because...
Thank you.
That was the first time I've had a crew.
Would like you ever...
15
would you,
people.
It's a motherfucker,
you,
isn't it?
Well, would you ever want to be a fucking full-time line producer in your life? Ever?
No, not at all.
No.
It sucks.
But or what a was really film director. Nice was the crew... said a lot. They kept saying things about, they're like, you were the easiest person to work with. I'm like, dude, I know the edit.
Right.
Like, we got it. Let's fucking move. Like,
right.
And I'm not going to put pressure on you guys when we don't need to. It doesn't matter. We got time. You know, that was one thing I learned from Range 15 is give yourself breathing room.
Yep.
And you're yeah. not going to, people aren't going to be assholes on set.
Correct. And that video is up to 2.7 million views. For Dan Crenshaw, and everybody and their mother is calling you now to direct their political campaign.
Seriously.
I've gotten
I told you 2 weeks ago when he was filming, I'm like, hey, as soon as this comes out, you're going to start getting calls every single day.
Would you
do
it?
Shit.
For no. Dan. Yeah,
for
you know,
Crenshaw,
Dan,
yeah.
Dan wants to expand and do Florida Reloaded, and he wants to do California yeah. Reloaded. I'm definitely...
You should, we'll
I'm on board. But
you got to get it with Matt Gaetz, because he's the same guy with Crenshaw, yeah.
For the right person... Absolutely, yeah, I just have to be sold. Like
you got to believe in it.
Yeah,
otherwise it's not gonna be
money
authentic.
Doesn't. I don't care about the money.
Of course,
it's just it's. Do are you a friend? Am I doing it? Like, because this whole thing came about of, you know, Dan was like, I have this vision. I don't think my guys can do it. Like, would you be interested? I'm like, absolutely. Right. If you've got this in your head, I can nail that. Let me try.
And the real answer is none of them can. I've worked in politics. Now you guys have been exposed to it for the last 4 years or so, but I worked in before. It's those people that are doing those ads, they don't know what the fuck they're doing, dude.
No.
They're just
not
like,
at all.
Here's our fucking four messaging points. Let's fucking make a video
dude,
about
it's
these
boring.
Things.
It's
like,
boring
no.
as hell. It's
no, it's 2020.
It's not
you've got to fucking grab eyeballs.
You got to educate.
And no matter what,
you have to educate, and you have to educate and inform at the same time, and people can't do it.
Heather, would you ever run? You played a great
We
AOC.
Wanted to run for mayor in San Antonio.
Yes. Would you ever do that?
I think that we could get her elected mayor.
I think
so,
too.
We could definitely do that.
I think so, too. And you played a great AOC in all the Black Rifle Coffee videos.
That's I get the most shit for that.
I got somebody. Why? Somebody attacked me. They're like, "Oh, you fucking conservatives attacking the progressive people." And I was like, "Who the fuck said I was conservative? Because I'm pro-2A. Like, what is it like?"
Yeah.
I just get attacked constantly.
We fight that battle every single day.
Yeah.
It's just like,
you know, it's
every single day. People are like, "Oh, you don't believe this? You
this
must be a fucking Trump." Fucking
stuff is so dumb now. It's
God
just
damn
like,
it!
Fucking who cares?
Seriously,
like, I stopped caring. Now I'll say what I want because. They're not going to cancel us.
Right.
They can't cancel us. It's not that they wouldn't. They just can't.
But we're independently owned, which is great.
But we're not shitty people, number one. Yeah. Like, and number two, it's like...
good luck.
Yeah. We call things very, very black and white how it is. And it's like, that's the frustrating thing is nowadays everybody wants to dance around this fucking weird line of bullshit of... And it's... It's all an addiction to engagement on social media. I think
it's
that's what
clickbait.
It did.
Yeah.
We ingrained Facebook and Instagram into our culture, and now we're facing the fucking repercussions of that. Where back in 2011, 12, 13, and even before that, the public and everybody accepted that there were celebrities that got a lot of attention, and there were regular people that did their jobs and everything like that. When you open the floodgates to where everybody now has a voice and everybody has a stage and a platform, you saw this trend back 13, 14, 15. They saw people that they knew, went to high school with or hung out with, all of a sudden gain traction and attention. And then this jealousy, deep-rooted jealousy started getting, well, why does he get 200 comments every time he says his point? Why don't I get that? And then it became an addiction. And now we are facing this addiction of social media.
Yeah, and you get that all the time. Like, you get a lot of fucking hatred, Heather, on your videos, and it's like...
Yeah, it's just like... and it's not like I think that I'm better than these people. I just don't let it... Like, I think it's genuinely hilarious. Like,
do you read the comments?
I try to engage with as many people as possible, and then... The people who just spew hatred, I'm just like,
I absolutely do. I call people out. Like,
yeah.
Anytime,
like, if you
want to
be an asshole, somebody then everybody else can like,
talk shit
that.
About me. Oh, he's a sellout. A sellout of what, dude? My dream 15 years ago. My
you
dream.
Sold out of coffee in the
you
store.
Asked
yeah.
me, you asked me what my dreams are. Let's get me elected for mayor.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah. do it. My dream 15 years ago
it
was,
would be
to,
awesome.
Was to work lights. On a movie. I got to star in a movie, so fuck off.
If you
man.
Look at Jared like, from 2011 to 2013, that's it.
Well, I say this. Let's get Heather in office.
Yeah, let's get her for fucking San Antonio mayor.
Jared Taylor, thank you for having us at your house and getting fucked up
on
the rib off.
Fucking family's back together. Everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's alive, healthy. Like,
goddamn right.
Everybody's on ketamine.
Yeah, let's
Woo!
Do the ketamine.
Do you have special K?
If you've got ketamine, we
Kids
need to know.
Kids in the K-Hole, one of the best songs NoFX ever released.
Get us some K-Hole, Heather. Okay. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Heather Leno.
On Instagram and all the platforms. For Heather, D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Taylor, I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.